Rav Shimon Omer. Have a zayir with kriyashma over tefillah. You have to be careful with kriyashma and tefillah. Ukeshata mispalim, and when you daven, which we said yesterday means keshata mispalim, when you daven, not just your guf davens, when you daven, al tas tefilascha keva, ella rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei hamakom. When you daven, don't make it keva, don't make it by the time. Oh, I gotta do mincha. I gotta do mincha, you know. Like my Rebbe said, I remember one time my 8th grade Rebbe said, you don't, which Gemara are we doing? You don't do Gemara, you do your homework, you learn Gemara. So I got to do mincha, you know. So, al tas tefilas hakeva. Don't make your tefillah set in stone. Elo rachamim v'tachanunim lifnei hamakom, but rather, it should be rachamim and tachanunim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So what's the difference between keva and rachamim? So the Mishnah Brura, now this Mishnah Pirkei Avos, if we put it in context, well, normally we would think it's a nice mussar of art. It's a mussar concept. It's a concept in you know, it's a nice thing. You should make sure that you daven with this type of kavana, rachamim, and make sure you ask Hashem for mercy, but don't make it just root, you know, keva. That just because it's the time and I have to do it. No, this actually is not just a Musar concept. It's a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Simin Tzadiches, Sif Gimel. It says, Yispalel derech tachanunim. You should daven derech tachanunim, kirosh, like a poor person. Hamevakesh b'pesach, that's coming in the door, ubinachas. V'shaloi teiroe, alav kemasa. Shouldn't just be a masa, like a weight, like, oh, I gotta do it and get it over with. No. It's gotta be tachanunim with nehamokim, which basically means that when you daven, you should be thinking about yourself, that there is something specific in this tefillah that I need. And the only way I can get it is by asking Hashem to give it to me. That's what it means. Keva means, I don't know why I'm davening. I'm davening because I have to. Rachamim v'tachanunim means no. There's something I need from this tefillah. I'm having a meeting today. I have to have kavan and parnasa. I did something wrong today. I want to ask Hashem, help me be better. I'm going to have an important, das. I need das from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I need Hashem to give me the right idea. Hashem, give me the right idea, right? All those, and by the way, it's unbelievable, a Targum Unkelus in this week's parsha. In Parshas Akev, it says, just off the topic, but it's unbelievable. It says that sometimes we say, "Koychi v'oitzim yodi asali asachayel azeh." Koychi v'oitzim yodi. I'm strong. It's my koyach that gave me asali asachayel azeh. Don't say that. I'll turn my bavalcha koychi v'oitzim yodi asali asachayel azeh. Rather, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, ki hu anoisin l'cha koyach la'aso yischoyel, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the koyach to accomplish. So I think what we normally say is, okay, look, I have all the good ideas, I have the ideas, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know if I'll be able to implement those ideas. So how do I know if I'll be able to implement them? Only Hashem can actually make it that I can implement these ideas properly. I don't know if I can implement the ideas. I don't know. I need Hashem for that. But if I, and that's what it means. Don't say koychi v'oitzim yadi asali asachay lazeh. Don't say my strength made the accomplishment. No, don't say koychi v'oitzim. Rather, ki hu anai say in l'cha koyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the koyach la'aso yischoyel to do it. Okay, but the idea is my idea. So the Targum Unkelus says on those words, he says ki hu anai say in l'cha eitzel l'mikni nichsin. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the idea also. Don't even take that credit for the idea. Even the idea is not yours. Who put that idea in your head? Why did you think of that and not the other guy? How come this guy thought of making a Tesla and you never did, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the idea, right? If we would have thought of it, we life would be a little different for us too, right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives ideas to different people. He doesn't give everyone the same idea. So it's even the idea you need that is up to you. So I always say that, you know, we think, look, I don't know if it's going to work or not. That's up to Hashem. But the idea is mine. So now we're saying, no, even the idea is not yours. So what's up to me? The only thing that's up to you is to daven. The only thing up to you is to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ata choinein la'odam das, you give good ideas. Okay, so you say, at least I can daven. So the truth is, you can't even daven. Because before we start davening, we say, Hashem, sfasai tiftach, Hashem, let me daven. We can't even daven. So for sure, we can't accomplish without Hashem. We can't even come up with ideas without Hashem. So maybe at least we could daven. No, we can't even daven without Hashem. All we could do is, we could ask Hashem, help me daven. That's up to us. We have to do the b'chira that Hashem, you help me daven. Help me that I should daven to you properly. Hashem, svasai tiftach ufi agiti l'asecha, open my mouth so I can daven to you. Now that I can daven, ata choinin lotav das, give me good ideas. Oh, now that you give me good ideas, now let me accomplish those ideas. Baruch aleinu sashana azois, let the idea be a good idea. And it's all totally in tefillah. So the point is that, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here, it's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says you should daven like a rosh b'pesach, like a poor man, that he doesn't have anything. The only way he's going to accomplish anything is if the person at the door gives him, right? And that's how you should look at it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give it to me. Okay? Now, here's the part that's unbelievable chiddush from the Mishnah Berurah. The Bir Halacha brings down from the Bach and other shittas, the Elyahu Rabbah, okay? That this concept of the concept of how you daven, is it just to get it over with? Or are you coming as a rosh? You're coming tachanunun l'fnei amakum, I need something. This kavana in davening is ma'akiv the tefillah. Means to say, not just it's a good thing, it's a nice thing. He brings from the Bach, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Bach, that if you did not daven this way, you should repeat Shemona Esrei. It's like you weren't Yotze. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Not just like, okay, it's a good Musar thing. You know, this is how you should daven. No, he says here, Ma me'oid tzarech ha'adam lizar b'zeh. You know how careful you have to be with this? Ki ish kama poiskim, there are some poiskim that hold, ha'matzrichim lachzor ul hispalel machmas zeh. That if you didn't daven in this fashion, you have to daven over again. It's like you skipped words. It's like you didn't, I don't know, it's like you forgot Yalav Yavo or whatever. You didn't say Shemoneh Esrei. That's how far he goes. And he says, Lamaisa, that the Bach, the Elyahu Rabbah, the Beis Yosef, Maran Beit Yosef holds that way. According to Bir Halacha, the Beit Yosef holds, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. V'hamaymer Mordechai u'magin goyborim hoychichu, and the Maimer Mordechai proves me'harambam desavarachi, that even the Rambam holds this way, that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you didn't have this kavana. But he says, I looked at the Rambam, I don't think the Rambam is so clear, and you have a prima godim, and you have other shitas, and therefore, b'dieved, if you didn't daven with this in mind, you shouldn't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. It's unbelievable. So if a person doesn't have this in mind, according to many poskim, including the Beit Yosef, including the Bach, you weren't Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei, you have to daven over again until you got it right. So you sit there, you daven all Shemoneh Esrei, then you start over again. The guy's next to you, like, what's wrong with this guy? Why is he davening over? He says, because I forgot. I was just davening mincha. I didn't realize that I was supposed to be asking Hashem for das and for slicha and for panos and for refuah and for geula and for yushlaim and then have kavan and mod. I didn't think about all those things. So therefore, I davened over again. That's the chiddush of this Bir Halacha. So I'm saying this mission at Pirkei Avos takes us to a whole new realm of where, you know, the other Mishnayos. Everything else we've been learning is, you know, it's in very Mosar. This Mishnah is brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's paskind in Shulchan Aruch. Yitpalel derech tachanunim ki rosh ha-mevakish ba-pesach. And the Bir Halacha goes so far as to say that according to many poskim, if you didn't do it this way, you're not Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? So even though I thought this was important enough to share, even though it's not in Reb Chaim Volozhiner specifically. But it's the Mishnah Berurah, so I think it's worthwhile sharing that concept. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner has a great diuk in this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, don't make your davening keva, just set in stone. Ela, it should be rachamim v'tachanunim lefnei ha-makoyim. It should be rachamim in front of Hashem. So normally when we refer to Hashem, we don't say makom, we say lefnei Hashem, lefnei Elokim. Why here do we use the name of makom? Makom. Where else do we refer to Hashem as the makom? A lot of times we say, like, acheinu kol beis Yisrael, and the sin matzav, makom, ha-makom, yirachim aleihem. Yotzeh mitzara l'rvacha, right? Or hamakom yinachem etchem, etoch sharech avei l'tzion v'yushalayim. Or we say in the Haggadah shel Pesach very often, baruch hamakom, baruch hu, right? Kama mailos tovis l'makom aleinu. So often we refer to Hashem as the makom. So I hear from, this is Rav Matisyahu Salman, but here, Rav Chaim Voloshin says this concept basically, that the concept of makom is when you're referring to the midah that Hashem sustains the whole world. Because the without a place, nothing can survive. The place is like the fourth dimension, right? Meaning if you don't have a space for something, then there's no room for it to be. So the makom is the space that's there that everything can now be filled in. You can't have furniture if you don't have a house to put it in, right? So what's holding all the furniture? The house, right? The house is the makom for everything in it. So if you want to say, you know, I own a bed, a couch, a chair, a dining room set, this, that, you could say, or you say, I have a makom. I have the house, a furnished home, and the home has everything, right? So the makom is the midah of Hashem that everything is holding up, where everything is there. He's the makom, right? Ein hamakom HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekomo shel olam. He is the makom for the world. Ve'ein ha'olam mekoymoi. But the world is not his makom. And he doesn't need to be in a place. Hashem doesn't need to be in a place. He is the place. And everything is being supported by him. So when we are referring to that, that's the midah of makom. That's why Rav Matisyahu Salman said that on the Pesach Seder, specifically we refer to Hashem as the makom very often. Because we were taught at Pesach this concept that Hashem supports and controls the whole world. But Rav Chaim Voloshin is saying here is that when you're davening, this is the midah that you're supposed to be thinking of when you're davening. Not just the midah of Elohim, Hashem Zerachamim, Achanun. No, the midah that the whole world is supported by Hashem, and therefore there is nothing other than Hashem. You need to come out to Hashem in order to get anything. So it's very specific that the Mishnah chose this name of Hashem when it's referring to this context. So this is what we're learning tonight. Number one is Atas Tfilas Chakeva. Don't make it rote, the davening. Elo Rachamim. It has to be that you're coming onto Hashem for something. You need to come onto Hashem. And where? Lifnei ha-makom. It should be specifically in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the midah of makom. In this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the makom shel olam, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supports the world. Everything found in the world is in him, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when you're davening, keep that in mind, and that will inspire us to daven better and to daven with more intensity and more specific kavanah and say, this is what I need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it in order to give it to us. Okay? So that's the concept. Hopefully, now approaching Elul, we can implement this idea. It's very important, approaching the Yom Nirayim, to improve in this concept of the tefillah. And this is number one place to start. You know, and there's just the basic concept of how we're supposed to approach tefillah. Okay? Very good, everyone. Yishar koach. Yishar koach. Yishar koach. Good to see everybody. Okay.
Laila tov.
Laila tov. Shkach.